There are many, many interesting agents out there. You know, I was talking earlier about the triple negative patients, and there's a great deal of interest in that setting, particularly among women who have BRCA1 mutations and, for that matter, BRCA2 mutations, even though patients with BRCA2 mutations frequently don't have triple negative disease. But there's a great deal of interest in looking at the PARP inhibitors in that setting, and those are agents we're going to hear more about over the next year or two.
The PARP inhibitors.
PARP, PARP. And the simple message is this is all about DNA repair. And there's a longer message, but it gets very complicated and is probably beyond my ability to tell it.
Yeah, and then we'll probably take one of those wild diagrams that you guys keep adding more and more things onto that we keep like not being able to
I
understand.
think that that's the case. You know, there are a whole range of agents that are being looked at in the trastuzumab refractory setting, and lapatinib is, of course, the first. There are other TKIs that are being evaluated, and what happens with all of those, we will just have to see. There is an agent that is being looked at. I'm not sure agent is quite the right term. That is trastuzumab conjugated to a toxin, and this is in phase one trials at the moment, but actually looks reasonably promising.
You see responses in trastuzumab-resistant patients?
I'm told the answer is yes, but I think we'll have to see what the data look like when the study's completed. There's been a lot of interest in the work that's been done at Memorial in terms of 17-AAG in the trastuzumab refractory setting. So there's a long, long list of agents that are being explored. And, you know, in terms of angiogenesis inhibition, bevacizumab is, of course, the first agent. And like trastuzumab, it's a large monoclonal antibody, but there are small molecules there as well. And sunitinib is being looked at in breast cancer, as are a variety of other small molecule inhibitors of VEGFR. And many of these, of course, are somewhat dirty drugs in that they inhibit a whole range of proteins.